Tensions are rising between the US and North Korea following American airstrikes on the Syrian airbase last week. Responding to President Trump's announcement that he will solve the problem of North Korea, leader Kim Jong-un has warned the US of a nuclear attack. So with the US choosing to grandstand rather than go the way of diplomacy, where is this all headed? I asked international relations expert Dr. Leonard Petrov how likely it is North Korea will follow through on their latest threat.
The recent threat from North Korea was a response to threat from the United States, so it depends on how credible the U.S. threat. We can assume that North Korea is determined to retaliate. They're going to protect the regime, and they're not going to let the current regime collapse because, you know, the in case of unification, there's going to be a major catastrophe for North Korean elites. And that's why they are prepared to, they're determined to protect the regime to the last soldier.
The U.S. has said that North Korea should take the U.S. strikes on the Syrian airbases as proof that they will take action against North Korea. How do you think the U.S. will respond to North Korea actually backing themselves up like this?
Well, North Korea never backs down. North Korea may negotiate and may find a compromise like it was during the Kim Jong-il's era. It looks like Americans are trying to intimidate North Korea once again, which is rather hard to do because after the 70 years of hostilities between North Korea and the United States and its allies in the South, till peace is not signed, and that's the worry that the war may again combust and the human life will be lost just because of some political ambitions of the new White House administration.
Now, Donald Trump has urged China to step in as well. Do you think they will?
Chinese find themselves in between the rock and the hard place in this situation because on the one hand, they would love to join the forces of good and see the region denuclearized and peaceful and stable, but they know that North Korea is not going to denuclearize unless and until it's given a security assurance, which Americans are not going to do. The conflict between North and South Korea persists. China needs North Korea as a buffer state, which physically separates the U.S. allied South Korea from the Chinese national borders. So Chinese will do everything to prevent the collapse of North Korea. Whether they're going to support North Korean politics is another question. I don't think that Beijing is impressed with what North Korea is doing by detonating periodically the nuclear devices or launching intercontinental ballistic missiles. But obviously Beijing is not prepared to see North Korean regime imploding. And although China is now very cautiously implementing the international sanctions, the UN Security Council resolutions about restriction of export of coal and importation of fuel to North Korea is now also under sanctions. I think China is observing the sanctions, but very timidly because out of fear that the North Korean regime may be adversely affected by the economic sanctions. And if they collapse, then China will see American troops near the Chinese borders next morning.
So Donald Trump, he's dropped some bombs on Syrian military, and now he's going after North Korea. Is Donald Trump biting off more than he can chew?
I think that we are just on the brink of another potential conflict or several conflicts growing across this belt of instability, starting from North Africa, Middle East, Central Asia and Far East. And the U.S. administration is doing everything possible just to poke the old standing enemies and creating the conflicts where they should be avoided.
Well, does this point to a lack of military intelligence on Donald Trump's behalf?
Donald Trump needs better advisors on Asian affairs, first of all, Middle East in particular, for example, by bombing Bashar al-Assad's forces. Donald Trump inadvertently strengthens the ISIL, the forces of international terrorism. Of course, the purpose of that bombing of Syria was to isolate Russia or drive the wedge between Putin and Assad in Syria. So what Eric Tillerson proposed to President Putin sounds like an ultimatum. You're either with us or with them. And it's not only about us, it's about Kim Jong-il as well.
Dr. Leonard Petrov, research fellow at the Australian National University's College of Asia and the Pacific.